start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Doctor. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, where would you like to start with that? You've done so many different things. What is currently on your plate? You know, we just saw just a couple of weeks ago that the DOD has dropped their mandates. But what does that do with all of the people that have been discharged or the ones that got the shot under coercion and now they're suffering horrible illnesses, as Dr. Teresa Long talks about, or the ones that have been threatened and, you know, they've taken down their benefits? And what does that mean for the rest of our military members?
In an odd way, I hope it's actually turns out to be a good thing for a lot of really important reasons. The short answer is the cessation of the mandate in the DOD has effectively no effect. And sadly, for a lot of reasons, first and foremost, we've got a lot of clients that remain in the DOD, some of whom, actually many of whom, we helped get exemptions, both medical and a handful of administrative ones. I don't think we got any single religious exemption, but some colleagues of mine did in fact win in their cases enough to get a preliminary injunction for Air Force and Space Force, some in the Navy. So there's still quite a few service members that remain serving. But when I say there's effectively no change in the net result of the COVID mandate is because the same ingredients are in the flu shots. The same or worse ingredients are in the flu shots, which are on their mandatory schedule. So the technology itself was rolled out with COVID, mRNA, the gene modification, adenovirus, all of those things, right? Everything now going in injectables is genetically modified for the purpose of genetically modifying people. And we have all the evidence. We're working on helping some Navy people right now avoid the flu shots because it's just the same damn thing over again. You know, the DOD is who is behind this, right? This was their project going back 20 years. So they're not going to stop one way or another. They'll find their way. When I say it's maybe a good thing, you know, when we filed suit, one of the imperatives, the reasons for it is we knew, I say we, some colleagues and I happen to be the guy signing the complaint. There were others involved. We knew that if we didn't stop the mandate, because don't forget, use of force was authorized. That was the thing that really set us off, because if they could force it on soldiers, if they could force it on service members, they would force it on everybody. And of course, we now know that the public health apparatus is being moved under the Department of Defense. How and why is this good? Because they have so disenfranchised so many of the military that they are not going to force this on people. Not American troops are not going to enforce this on Americans. That much I can tell you, because 25% or so of the military is either out or leaving. In all likelihood, they're not going to get any extra benefits unless they got out with their benefits. And then there's a 25% or more shortfall in recruiting amongst the different branches of the service. So our military is completely weakened. It's tragic. I'm talking to medical doctors in the service. They tell me that the only ones showing up to pull duty are the non-vaxxed. And those are the ones leaving because everybody else is sick. Right? They can't get through their training programs. They're finding people dead in their bunks. Pilots can't fly, can't pass their flight physicals, et cetera. So, you know, this is the problem, is that our military is now defeated. So what do we do then? You know, we're going to have to make that up with the people who did leave and other good Americans who have served. I think there's 25 million or so of us that have done our own. So the point is the table is shifting away from this mandate, shifting away from fear, shifting into anger. We're starting to see it. People are finally now embracing the fact this is a genocide and it was done to us by our own governments, plural. So now humanity awakens, and that's the most important thing, second only to competition. You can't have one world government where there's competition, and that's what we're seeing, and it actually makes me quite excited.
You know, it's interesting. I spoke with somebody. This was maybe a year and a half ago when they first started with these mandates, particularly with the military. And this was somebody who's left the military now, but had very high up clearances and things in that nature. He said, it's not going to be me because I don't have the wherewithal to do it, but somebody is going to get the ear of these young military men that are leaving because they don't want to be vaxxed. He said, I'm hoping that we will end up with the best militia ever.
Yeah.
Because all of those guys are highly skilled, highly trained. They know, and they know, and they know how to collaborate with each other. And he said that, I just really hope that somebody pulls the trigger to make that happen.
I think that is happening. You know, we work with a lot of former service members, including a lot of generals. And, you know, these are older fellas who, by the way, can be called back to service until the moment they die.
Wow.
These people are showing up and they are leading and they are collecting minds, right? It's not a function of forming up the troops yet, but the bridge to the service members' minds and others who maybe didn't serve, but they have the same mentality and they have the same skills. Americana was built on pioneering. That spirit lives in America. I hope others that are coming across the border, you know, will embrace that. We need to turn those people into Americans.
Yeah. You know, back when I wrote my book in 2008, that's not in print right now, you know, there was a whole bunch of, it was meant to be a compendium, like a user's guide, you know, and I did a lot of research into the military, you know, and what did the deep inside, where could you dig down way deep inside and see from each of the branches of the military, what did they say about exemptions? And as it turned out, my research at that time, which would have been 2008 is when that book was published, was that every branch has a religious exemption if you declared the religious exemption before you became a member. I mean, you had to declare that when you're sitting in front of the recruiter, I'm going to declare a religious exemption, because after you've signed up, you are a possession of the U.S. government. But what was interesting to me is that what didn't have any exemptions at all was the Coast Guard. The U.S. Coast Guard had no exemptions, and the Air Force had no exemptions for the anthrax vaccine. And it was like, why are they giving the anthrax vaccine to people that are flying at 30,000 feet? I mean, they're not going to be get sprayed with anything. So I just found those rules, and they're probably changed by now. But even when I discovered them, like in 2008, to be really kind of wonky, you know, it's like there didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it.
There is a regulation that speaks to this. It's AR-40-562. And even though that's an Army regulation, it applies across the branches. And believe it or not, it actually has four separate types of exemptions people can apply for, including religious, administrative, medical, and if they're leaving, sundry other variations thereof. The point is that in our lawsuit, one of the issues we raised is that when the COVID mandate came out, none of them were observed. This is military law, and yet they wouldn't observe or implement any of them. So us and a whole lot of other lawyers filed suit on that basis as part of our complaining process. They just completely ignored the law, including, by the way, the single most important one, prior immunity. That goes back to, 1806, something like that. I mean, it goes back a long, long way. That if you've already had the disease, you don't have to get a shot against it. And by the way, we have already been through this before, as you well mentioned, the anthrax shots. Right. They were also experimental. They were also emergency use only. There was no testing. It was a military mandate. And when the military mandates, the FDA goes to the side, right? That they're out of the picture effectively. It doesn't matter if it's an investigational new drug or not. So anyway, there was a case called Doe v. Rumsfeld, and two of the lawyers that helped in my case were actually the attorneys in that particular case. And they won, funny enough, from Judge Sullivan in the D.C. Court of all people, granted a service-wide injunction because these things were dangerous. But you know what? They're nowhere near as dangerous as the COVID shots. And yet here we are doing it again. If you count Nuremberg, this is the third time our country has faced this, experimenting on people, especially soldiers, I should say service members. And when I raised that issue to the court on the 18th of November, the 10th Circuit where we are, I didn't even get the sentence out of my mouth before I was interrupted by one of the judges. I don't want to hear it.
Wow.
I said, this is the third time in our history that we are facing experimentation on our, it was about there. And then the judge interrupted me and wanted to talk instead about standing. When did you file suit? Is it true that you filed suit the day before the actual mandate came out? And the answer was yes, that is true, because the Secretary of Defense and the President promised that a mandate was coming and authorized the use of force. So we filed suit. Yes, we did that. Apparently that little bit is enough for them to hang their hat on to throw the case out. We don't know. They haven't rendered their opinion, but that was certainly the way that the hearing went. We did get into the record, however, that these are experimental gene modification shots. The service members were choosing to stay human instead of becoming some new species. That Comirnaty never was officially launched, authorized, or approved, because the same day that the biologic application was approved is the same day that their marketing was revoked. And never once anywhere in the entirety of our military was U.S. manufactured, FDA regulated Comirnaty provided to any of the troops. It was all experimental. It was all phase three clinical trial, which means the ingredients could change to the content of the manufacturers. This was a giant experiment. This was a global giant phase three clinical trial with two some billion participants. And Obama even bragged about that, by the way.
I remember that. And it's just mind-numbing to me and jaw-dropping that the head of our military, the top ranks of the Department of Defense, have been infiltrated by somebody.
Yes.
You know, they've even by the World Health Organization, by the WEF, by the WHO, by
BIS.
Yes, by BIS, by the Chinese, by somebody that they would want to obliterate our military.
Yes, because they know no borders, doctor. The Bank for International Settlements owns effectively all the central banks on the planet. They create money out of thin air and loan it to governments who then effectively launder it and require us to use it. The point is they have unlimited spending power. So they own militaries, they own the governments, they own people. We are owned. Our birth certificates, our lives are collateralized to pay taxes. So when you understand that from their perspective, there is no such thing as a border, then it doesn't matter, right? If the goal of the enterprise is to destroy a country, what first would you do? Maybe take out the military, maybe take out the patriots, right? Maybe open the borders. Maybe compromise all the people making political decisions. Check, check, check. Done.
For real. You know, I when you said this was like the third or the fourth time, there's a document that I found at archive.org, you know, that they've scanned in all of these old documents from like the 1800s about smallpox. And there was one that's in there about smallpox in the military, and the people that were in charge of the military at that time, you know, begged the U.S. government to not give the smallpox vaccine to any of the military to compromise their health. So, I mean, this, you know, the first smallpox vaccine was issued in the U.S. in 1801 or 1802. So, you know, and it's been going on for a long time from the very beginning of injecting this into our military. And I wanted to say, you know, this whole EUA thing, when this first came out, it was a big deal that I wrote a whole bunch about it and talked about it a lot on the podcasts about how, and I actually even started this thing. It didn't get a lot of traction, but I started this hashtag revoke the EUA, you know, and started setting it around because, you know, they violated at least two of the tenets of being able to have the EUA to begin with. Can you talk about, you know, just for the listeners? I mean, the one is the fact that there can't be any other available thing to treat the illness.
That's right.
Which of course there is and there was vitamin D, you know, the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, a lot of other vitamin C, lots of ozone, lots of other things. So that was number one. And number two was that the illness had to be worse than the experimental drug,
right.
We know that wasn't true either. So is there anybody filing suits about that sort of thing, about the EUA being in violation of federal law?
Yes, that's in our suit. Awesome. All of our colleagues that have filed similar suits all have it in there because the violations were so blatant. However, it doesn't seem to matter when it comes to the military. They get to do whatever they want. And you know, one of the other parts of this that just makes me so cross, the safe and effective thing. You cannot call any EUA or any experimental investigative new drug safe and effective. That's a violation of the law. It happens to be in the FTC regulations, but it is nonetheless there, because how can you call something safe and effective if you're still in a clinical trial? Right? It's not rocket science. And that's where we are. So you hit the two big ones with the EUA. And it's amazing how the conspiracy, I mean.
All righty, we're going to come back now. And first of all, we got a prayer request here. So it looks like Nancy from New Jersey has had a heart attack. And her son is calling and asking for a prayer. And so let's do that. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Nancy. Or maybe I do know her. So maybe she's one of the ladies that call. But Lord, I just want to hold her up to you, Lord. Number one, the first thing, number one, Lord, if she's not saved, we want to pray that this be the time, this very time, that she calls upon your name. If she is saved, Lord, then we know, Lord God, that you have many, many blessings for her. So, Lord, I just would pray that the people are praying with me out there, that all of those folks out there listening tonight, every single one of them will need prayer someday. And if they're joining me in praying for Nancy and asking you to touch Nancy, to heal Nancy, and to restore her, and, Lord, to use her in a mighty, mighty way and turn her desires towards you more and more every day and every way in all things at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty, we've got a lot to cover, so I'm going to jump right into it here. And we're going to open the phone lines. Phone lines are now open, but I'll take calls in between my articles. Very quick article here. Press secretary claims that the government... Oh, this was... I remember this was Jen Psaki. Jen, remember last year when she said this, I was telling Jen Psaki, you're lying. Jen Psaki, you need to repent of that. Jen Psaki, you need to repent of that. You need to quit lying. And but see, this is what they call a narrative. Whatever lie they're told to tell, they will tell, and they refer to it as a narrative. With you and I, lying's a sin. It's wrong. It's repulsive. We don't want to do it. If we tell a lie, then we have guilty conscience. To them, it's natural, and in fact, it's preferred over telling the truth. Let's be clear. Here's what Jen Psaki said last year. The White House has never interfered or colluded with social media companies. It is up to tech platforms to make their own decisions free of any interference from the government. That part's true, but the part about they've never, you're lying and you know it. I mean, except for all the other times the White House has either admitted or been caught interfering or colluding with social media. If you take those out of the equation, the White House has totally hands-off approach. Wow. Unbelievable. Mind you now, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre wasn't emphasizing those other times when asked about the dismissal of Twitter legal counsel Jim Baker. Baker was exited from the company after the release of the so-called Twitter files, which revealed a former FBI general counsel had played a significant role in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story in the run-up to the... Jim Baker, the name Jim Baker has become synonymous with crooked cop, with dirty lawyer. And folks, and these people, this is why we must support President Trump. We must support President Trump. Phone lines are open. Okay, we have my co-host tonight, Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? On the... DNA repair, what's interesting is if you look at Google Scholar, not Google, they have millions of academic articles and articles from medical researchers from other parts of the world. So they're not really corrupted per se. Now, for DNA repair, there's an article listing selenium, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin E. Now, I looked at one article for vitamin C, and they talk about DNA breakages that take place when you have cancer. And the article, the gist of it is that vitamin C does repair DNA in cancer patients, and it's fast-acting, you know, of the different possibilities. So someone can look that up. The articles are technical, but you can get an idea. So that's Google Scholar. You can look up, for example, vitamin C and DNA repair. Now, on the Sargent Reports, Todd Callender was on the latest episode. And a couple of things he said were notable. One was that there will be a whistleblower from Pfizer saying that some of these, some of the product is coming from China without any information as to what's in it whatsoever. And that correlates with the thing you just played, where they can keep changing the ingredients in a phase three clinical trial according to what you just played. Now, this whistleblower will say the stuff is supposed to be labeled and has specific details about what's in it, and there's nothing in it that's labeled. So they have no idea what's in it, and they're just putting it into the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine lots without any information as to what precisely is even in it. The other thing he said is there's an aerosol flu vaccine available that's being given to Navy officers, some of whom he's representing, and he cited one that did not want this. But he said one ingredient on the list was given, gave the name of it, and it's so dangerous that it says lethal if inhaled, and this is in the flu vaccine, according to Todd Callender's report on the Sargent Reports podcast. It's episode 447.
Yeah, let me just jump in here. The DOD, the Department of Defense, they are behind the entire thing. They're behind this entire depopulation thing in America. They are behind it. Milley and Austin, they're not only are they there to destroy our military. Okay, but they're behind the entire depopulation here. Now, if you add all of these things up, if you look at what they're doing, again, the Biden crime family, their job is to keep the gates open at the border to let the hordes of terrorists. I mean, he's brought in terrorists all from all over the world. They're going to start going after our grids. They're going to start going after our power companies, power stations, and that. Biden, we don't have, if you're a Christian or an American patriot, you don't have a government here. You don't have a government. You have to be, we the people have to be the government. It is so corrupted. It has become totally corrupt. But we've got to take back our country. We've got to take back our military. Austin and Milley, they're there to destroy our military.
Well, one more thing, and I know you got other calls, but there was last week an article on LifeSiteNews.com that Lloyd Austin specifically is making, he's usurping Roe v. Wade and is encouraging any woman in the military to have an abortion and will take them to any place in the country to get it if it's not available locally. And that's the number one directive recently from Lloyd Austin.
He's in charge. Yeah. They're in charge of depopulating the country.
Yeah.
There's a special hot place in hell for you, Lloyd Austin. There's a special hot place in hell, unless you repent.
And one more comment. I know last week you were talking about the shadow of the Valley of Death. And I was just thinking in terms of crafting and precatory prayer, that would be one thing to ask the Lord to do for this person like that, is to put them into the valley of shadow of death and just see how they do.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks. I got to move on. Let's go to – all right. Before I take the next call, $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill contains sinister – depopulation provisions, $575 million to be spent on abortions in areas with high population growth. If you live somewhere in that, in the globalists believe in extra special but growing too fast in terms of human population, the latest ominous spending bill would deal with the problem by funding more baby kills. These are evil people. They're wicked. They're unclean to the bone. And they're child molesters and they're child murderers. That's what they are. And they're child rapists, too. Many, many of them. The entire Democratic Party is flush. It's flush with pedophiles. And so here now, the 1.7, yes, trillion, that is trillion with a T, portion for spending next year, no less than $575 million of that set toward killing babies. And specifically in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity or endangered species. According to Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, these depopulation provisions are sinister in that they set the stage for expanded access to child killing in key areas of the country that the globalist elite believe are growing too fast. I want to just read to you real quickly. These are the rhinos. These are the 18 rhinos that betrayed you, folks, that sold you out and went for this bill. Here, this sinister bill. Blunt, Boozman, Capito, Collins, Cronin, Cotton, Graham, Imhoff, McConnell, Moran, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Rounds, Shelby, Thune, Weicker, and Young. These are the ones that didn't show up to vote. Barrasso, Burr, and Kramer. Again, these are the rhinos. These are the rhino Republicans, the ones that are Republican in name only, that are actually really Democrats, that sold you out again. Again, which includes $500 million for more child killing, the bill that they voted for. Blunt, Boozman, Capito, Collins, Cronin, Cotton, Graham, Imhoff, McConnell, Moran, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Shelby, Thune, Weicker, and Young. Okay, let's go out to John in, did you say San Diego? Atlanta, John in Atlanta. You're in the air, John.
Hey, Pastor. Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, it's good to have you here.
Hey, I have a question about Revelation chapter 2:17 when it says, I will give you the eat of the hidden manna and will give him a white stone, and in the new stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receives it. Can you explain that, please, with the white stone?
Well, your name's going to be written. That we're going to have a new name. The new names are going to be written on a white stone.
Well, is that stone the actual word, or do you need to go back and look at it in the Greek, or is that word actually meant stone?
Yeah, what they relate to the hidden manna. They're symbols of the believers. Well, the believers' eternal nourishment, the eternal life. The stones are significant because each will bear the name, a new name of every person who truly believes in Christ. Then they are the evidence that a person has been accepted by God and declared worthy to receive eternal life. And
was he saying that to that specific church, or is that for everybody?
Yeah. Well, that will apply to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that's. Hey, can I ask you one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Where he also in Revelation, where he said, where Antipas was martyred.
Uh huh.
Where was that? Is that Turkey, present day Turkey? I'm looking for the.
Yeah, I think it was. In fact,
is it says that?
That would be. I think. Let me see. That would be. And
because that's the
persecuted. Let me see. The synagogue of Satan.
What said my faithful? Okay, here it is. It's me, and has not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. So,
yep.
And is that saying that Satan?
Yeah. Well, that's, remember when, do you remember when Obama was campaigning, or when he was running, and he took that, the seat of Satan, or they called it also, it had another name for it, the, what was it, the Tower of, I'm trying to think of the God of the Sea out there. I'm having one of my senior moments. But anyhow, you had that in Colorado. He had that set up. That was taken from Germany. That was the seat of Satan. And it was taken from Germany. And here, he had set that up. He was sending you a message about who he was. And it's a very interesting thing, because there, where they had that, they would have this huge bull, and it would be like a and they would actually take people and put them inside this thing, and they would build a fire in it, and people would be sacrificed and burned alive.
Oh, their children? Baal?
No. That was different. No, this would be, they would sacrifice and burn other people alive, whoever they wanted. So, now here, what you're reading here, now, to the angel of the church of Pergamos write these things, said he that, which had a sharp sword, and I know thy works where thy dwellest, where the Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast thy name, and hast not denied thy faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee. And so, in other words, that was the place where that Satan dwelleth, in that setting there. And then they help, got to move on, but thank you. Have
Pastor, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Alrighty, have a happy New Year. Let me see. We'll be back after this with more.
Made the ground, the mountains high, and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed. Man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man.
this man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time has never been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, we are back, and the crackdown in Brazil, the Stasi, issued arrest warrants for opposition leaders, just like here in America. Just the way they went after all of President Trump's, those who were in his cabinet and his supporters, how the Communist Party, the Antichrist, Democratic Communist Party, went after President Trump's in Brazil, corrupt pro-Lu Chief Justice Alexandre de Moraes continues to crack down on pro-Bolsonaro opposition heads of the scheduled. Now, you have in Brazil, they're coming out, the people said, no, we're not going to put up with it. We are not going to put up with it. And so, ahead of the communist takeover on January 1st, indigenous chief Severo Amante, Pastor Fabino Oliveira, and federal deputies Carlos Vaughn and Capito Sumacayo have been arrested in charges of undemocratic acts. That's what they did here. That's what the corrupt, the extremely and totally corrupt, that's what the Dirty 30 did. The corrupt, dirty cops, what they did with President Trump. Okay, we have, who did you say? Brian. Brian out in Texas, I believe. You're in the air.
Yes, Ernie, I'm an avid listener to your show. I'm from Dallas. I live right down the street from one of the biggest churches that's closest to you. It's the End Time Ministries, Urban Baxter's. I'm a member of Urban Baxter's Church. And I just want to tell you today, my lunch break, I did hear it. It's a fact. I did hear it on the radio this afternoon. I'm not going to mention which station unless you will allow me to, but they were saying on this show that, and it wasn't just a regular talk show, it's a regular talk show that the federal government funds here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're also on TV. But they mentioned that they are going to come to people's doors and administrate this poisonous shot. And I just wanted to not take up everybody, the other caller's time, but just to be aware, they have been talking about it. It has been in the air. I've heard it on the radio, but today they mentioned it again. And this gentleman you had on talking about the military and stuff and how Fauci disappeared all of a sudden and all these people are falling, you know, and they don't know what to do in China with all the, you know, the people that are, they don't even know where to put them. There's so many bodies. So I'm not telling anybody to run and hide in the dungeon, but they better get out of the dungeon like you're saying, Pastor. This is not... This is something we better stand up, and I don't have enough words, but, man, people better tune into you. I mean, this is where we're at. It's not that where we're going. We're here. So I enjoy your show, and, Pastor, I did hear it. I mean, they did say it today, and if you allow me to say which channel I heard it on, people can...
I don't care. Go ahead.
90.1 KERA, man. It was... They talked about it between 1:30 and 2:00.
Okay.
So, and it's federally funded by the Joe Obama and the Nancy Pelosi group. They have a channel on the local TV station here, Channel 13, KERA, and they're on the wave here on 90.1. Anybody replay the show from 12:30, between 12:30 and 2:00, and you'll hear it. And this came down from Joe Biden today that they're going to come knocking at people's doors, and if you haven't administrated the shot, I don't know if it's going to be forced upon you or mandated, but they are going to come to people's doors. And a friend of mine that stays in tune with you also here in the DFW area, he was also telling me 5, 6, 7 months ago, up to almost a year now, that this was coming. And they're not going to leave us alone, man, until they get, you know, their goal. And that's like you always say, they want to reduce, you know, the what they have to pay out people in the Social Security Administration because they've robbed the Social Security fund, the Treasury, so much, the Democrats have, the corrupt Democrats, that they don't have any other way to make up and show on how to pay people that...
Well, it's a lot bigger than that. What it's all about, Brian, is this. Look, they've had this for years. I've been reporting on this for decades. You've got what they call, you know, the 2030, the new 2030 here. And, you know, if you go to their website, I mean, I was back in the 80s, we were reporting on this when they were talking. I sat in their meetings. I sat in their meetings when they didn't know who I was back in the 80s, and they were talking about depopulation. And one of the ways they were using was to vaccines. They said vaccines would be very effective. And I would go on the air, and I would report this stuff on the air. And then they finally recognized who I was. And from that point on, they made sure I couldn't sit in any more of their meetings. But you had Planned Parenthood. You had the Sierra Club. You had the World Health Organization. You had the World Economic. You had all of these groups. And they talked about ways. See, there's a mindset that the earth should be kept clean and pristine for them. That you and I are nothing but, you know, all we are is bacteria as far as they're concerned, on the backs of Mother Earth.
Pastor, and there's a reason why Fauci disappeared.
No, Fauci quit. Fauci, yeah, he wants to get out of there because if he stays in this country, he's going to prison. And I can tell you this, that you've got an international group of lawyers, over 500, and they want to put him on trial at the World Court for crimes of genocide, war crimes.
I'll tell you, in Dallas, we love you. I just want to tell you, I reside out of Garland, Texas, right up the street from Irvin Baxter's church and End Time Ministries, and you are, I can't even give you the grade that you deserve. I mean, they're probably going to try to get you off the radio. I can promise you that. I hate to say.
Believe me, they've been for 50 years. They've been trying to get me off the radio.
Well, God, the light is more powerful than the dark, and they know.
That's why I'm still here.
That's it. So God bless your ministry, and we love you here in DFW area. You're the top man. You know everything that you tell me and teach me through the airwaves. I go out to the community and tell everybody the same exact thing. And
well, thanks, Brian.
We love you, man. God bless you and you and your family and the gentleman you always have before, Joe. Is that his right name?
Yeah, Joe's on vacation with his family.
Yeah, man. Y'all are the best, man. Yep.
Well, thank you. Crazy. You and your family have a blessed New Year.
And everybody across the United States and across the world, keep up the fight, man. There's no other way.
Amen. Who do we have next there?
Daniel in New York City.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, hello. Hello, Pastor Ernie. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Daniel?
Okay. I've been hearing you like a month, and first I'm calling. Anyway, the thing is that I was asked, my question is, why you can continue saying Holy Ghost instead of Holy Spirit?
I was reading the Bible. That's what the Bible says in the Holy Ghost. It says the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you know, because every time a brother is around me, they say, oh, you know, the Holy Ghost, I correct, don't listen. Have you ever heard, let's celebrate in the ghost of Christmas? You never do, right? You hear, let's celebrate in the spirit of Christmas. And they're like, you're right. But
well, that's what it talks about right there, Zacharias and the Holy Ghost fell upon Elizabeth. So there you go. I mean, I just was reading to you right from the Bible. So
okay, I thought it was, you know, like people forgetting the difference between ghost and spirit. But okay, I guess it's in the Bible. All right.
Very good.
In Facebook, I'll be following a pastor, and there are times that, you know, that most of the time when he posts something, I agree, except one time, which was yesterday. He mentioned something about that Jesus died in a tree. I'm like, that's not true, because there's no song that says, in the tree where I first saw the light. There's no such thing. And then he...
Well, that's referred to. In the Bible, it's referred to he was hung upon a tree, okay? So that's what it's referred to. That's the in the scripture. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. First of all, in Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to read, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and spake out with a loud voice and said, so... here, that's what I was telling you. It was, you read, sometimes it's referred to the Holy Spirit, sometimes it's referred to the Holy Ghost. Now, it's referred to, and you hung him up on a tree, and I believe it was Stephen, this, when he was addressing the Sanhedrin, talking about the crucifixion of Jesus, okay? And so that's why they say that, okay? Because it's in the Bible. Do you have any others?
No, I mean, I also threw back at him, like, hey, listen, bro, the Romans, they were known for creating always crosses and...
Oh, yeah, well, it's referring to the cross. You have to understand, because it was made out of wood, it was referring to the cross when they said that. So, that's just, you know, it's just the terminology that was used in the scripture to describe the cross.
So...
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to move on.
Last call, Kurt in Michigan.
All right. This is the last call for tonight. Kurt in Michigan.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Ernie. My wife and I, we just love you so, and we consider you our pastor. But
wow.
I just want to say, you're just an awesome, awesome pastor, but... I got a question from you. Through the years, our family, you know, that passed on, they were Catholics. I'm not. But I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But I got some crucifixes from them because they were Catholic, and I don't know what to do with them because I know Jesus died and got off the cross, but I don't know if it's wrong to display that or. Am I supposed to? I don't know how. Like, should I?
Is it just a crucifix, or is it a crucifix with Christ on the cross?
It's with Christ on the cross, and I just don't know. Should I throw it out? I know you're not supposed to give it to someone else. I don't believe in the Catholic way, and I'm not sure what to do with the cross itself. I don't want to disrespect the Lord, you know.
Well, who was it that gave it to you?
Well, it was from my wife's family at her side that she married, and we just accumulated it through the things when we were cleaning out the houses and that.
Well, you know, you could just pack it up, pack it away someplace. Yeah, Christ is not on the cross, and that's a fact.
No,
so
we know that, but... Someone said that you could bury it or you could throw it out, but I don't know if that's a disrespect to Jesus, you know.
No, it wouldn't be a disrespect. I would just pack it away someplace. Maybe someday, someday for some reason that might become a part of a subject or something for some reason. But if somebody gave it to you or whatever, now again, like I said, I wouldn't.
If I passed on when I passed on and somebody found it in my house, it wouldn't be bad if they found it because I don't believe he's on the cross. I know he died and got off.
It would,
I know that, but
it would just. You see, it's the you don't take it and you don't put it out. In other words, hang it on the wall or someplace there. Because you know that he's not on the cross today. But it doesn't, hurt if you have it someplace where you're not displaying it. I would, like I said, I would pack it away someplace or normally I would give it back to whoever gave it to you and explain to them why, but you don't obviously don't know who that is. So, but someday there might be a reason. There might be a reason somebody gave that to you, and you might, you know, and I wouldn't know what that is, but it might be a good subject you might to use as a prop and teaching a class, saying what is wrong with this situation where you hold it up, what is wrong with this, and the idea to teach that Christ is not on the cross, and that's, there you go, that
well,
might be a good.
Thank you very much, Pastor, and you and yours have a wonderful, safe, happy new year, and we love you, and keep up the good fight.
You do the same. Thanks, Kirk. God bless. And we are out of time for tonight again. How much time do I have?
About three.
And so we get to this time, to this place every night at this time. Folks, things are happening very, very quickly. You know, there's a... I was sent, in fact, a clip. And this clip here has... what has taken place here now in Israel. And I'm looking right now, I'm looking at five red heifers that have been delivered to Israel.
To prepare for the third temple. Is the tribulation about to begin? And we have the actual footage. Today, five red heifers, red cows, to those of you who are unfamiliar with what a red heifer is.
Okay, I'm looking at them, and sure enough, they're unloading them. There are plenty of other signs too that the Lord's soon return. And so, folks, now is the time. Right now is the time to, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would do it now because there's a whole lot of people going to run out of tomorrow's. And the bottom line, the fact that we talk about every night, the time will come when nothing else at all will matter to you. You won't have any business concerns. You won't have any family concerns. The only thing that will matter to you when you stand before the Lord is, folks, are you saved? Are you saved? And you're going to die. You're either going to end up in heaven or hell. People don't go out of existence. We just change real estate, folks. And we don't go out of existence. We're eternal people. And we're going to spend eternity either in heaven with the Lord and the saints, or you're going to spend eternity in torment. And you don't have to go to torment. If you go there, it's because you chose to do that by denying the Lord, the one who that took your place upon the cross, if you'll accept that and receive that. So if I were you tonight, I would do exactly what the Lord Jesus said to do. And he said simply to pray to the Father, in his name, and ask for forgiveness of your sins, and then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. And if you'll do that, you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and it don't get any better than that. Well, we're out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.